Yesterday, we discussed the question of Kriya Shema for Nashim, and now let's turn to the question of other parts of Tefillah. So we'll go backwards from Kriya Shema and start with Birkas Kriya Shema, which the Magen Avraham addresses in Siman Ayin, Sif Katan Aleph. So maybe you would think that if they are Peturos from Shema, then in Mela they should also be Peturos from Birkas Kriya Shema, because, Shalom, because Birkas Kriya Shema are connected to Shema. They're the brachos on Shema. We're talking about Tefillah L'Nashim. So the Mishnah says that Nashim are Peturot from Kriya Shema. Why? Because it's a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. So what about Birkot Kriya Shema? So one tzad to pater them is because they are the bracha on Shema. It's relates to Shema. So if you're pater from Shema, you should be pater from Kriya Shema, from Birkos Kriya Shema. And this is a bigger topic, which maybe we'll have a chance to get to. I don't know if we will, about the nature of the relationship between Birkos Kriya Shema and Shema. For example, there's evidence from the Rambam that the Rambam strongly connects Birkos Kriya Shema to Shema. The strongest raya for this is if someone is mesupik, if they said Shema or they didn't say Shema, they say Shema with brachos. If you're mesupik, you said Birkos Kriya Shema, you don't say Birkos Kriya Shema, it's the Rabbanan. If you're mesupik, you said Shema, you say Shema with brachos. Now, you might say that, well, what about if you mesupik, if you did a mitzvah or not? It's a mitzvah deraisa, you repeat the mitzvah, sabit deraisa l'chomer, but you don't do the bracha. Why? That's machlokas, but that's the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita is you don't do the bracha, because about the mitzvah we'd say sabit deraisa l'chomer, about the bracha we say sabit deraisa l'hakel. But when it comes to Birkas Kriya Shema, you do. That seems to point to the idea that Birkas Kriya Shema are part of, the, on a derabbanan level, but part of the mitzvah of Shema. That is one of the reasons why Rabbi Schechter is so opposed to saying Shema early without brachos, because now it turns out you didn't even say Shema the way Chazal were misakein to say Shema. That's a different topic. And therefore, if you take that type of approach, one might argue that if they're Peturos from Shema, they'd automatically be Peturos from Birkas Kriya Shema. Others don't like that approach. Among them, the Magen Avraham over here and elsewhere, one of the reasons why you see not this way is because the halacha is, first of all, that you could say Birkas Kriya Shema certainly until the fourth hour, even though the zman of Mitzvah Kriya Shema has passed. And not only that, but if you said Shema already, it could be that you could say Birkas Kriya Shema without Shema, which shows that there might not be connected. So the Magen Avraham, for this and other reasons, assumes that they're not so connected. So therefore, he looks at the question of Birkas Kriya Shema independently and says, okay, are they chayavos or not? And he says, therefore, that they're pturos. Why? Because it's a cessation zman grama. In other words, Birkas Kriya Shema certainly is man grama, and therefore we're going to pater nashim. Okay, so they're pturos. So the Magen Avraham, though, feels clearly that he has to prove this. We'll read it inside in a moment. But he doesn't think it's pashut. And the question is, why isn't it pashut? It's a very simple argument. Of course they should be pturos because it's misassociation of man grama. Why would I think they're chayavos? And the only, and don't tell me it's agav shema, because they're not chayavos in shema either. So let's read the Magen Avraham together. It says Sif Katan Aleph and Siman Ayin. Nirali dinashim pturos gam kein birkas kriya shema, diyesh lam gam kein zman kavua. K'mash kasav sel siman nam ches. V'chein mash mimash kasav talmid Rabbeinu Yonah v'zal. So again, he's bringing Rabbeinu Yonah as a raya that nashim are chayavos, are pturos in birkas kriya shema. What's the raya? V'afal pisha tfila. So again, he's quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. Afal pisha tfila yesh lam zman kavua. So what's the raya from there? Why is that a raya to hear? So the Magen Avraham seems to be doing the following, and we're going to get back to this Rabbeinu Yonah as well when we talk about the question of tefillah for Nashim. But Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that women are chayavos in tefillah, and even though it's mitzvah saseh shazman grama, they're still chayavos, either because it's really not zman grama, because halavai shispalo adam kol yom kulo, or because it's rachmim, and therefore you should daven anyway, despite its being zman grama. So how does this support the Magen Avraham's contention? What it seems is that the Magen Avraham is trying to prove that if that women are pturos from mitzvahs asheh shazman grama that are only derabbanan. And he has to prove it. Because even though we know that women are pturos from mitzvahs asheh shazman grama that are mitzvahs asheh midoraisa, how do we know that also applies to mitzvahs asheh that are derabbanan? So he proves that from Rabbeinu Yonah. Why? Because if it were the case, that women are chayavos in mitzvos asei shazman grama midrabanan, so then why in the world that then that's why they're chayavos in fila? The Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't have to work so hard to prove that they're chayavos in fila. Just say they're chayavos in fila because women are chayavos in mitzvos asei shazman grama midrabanan. Rabbeinu Yonah is taking for granted. He's talking presumably about the mitzvah of tefillah midrabanan, and he's taking for granted that if we call it zman grama, they should be pturos, and therefore he has to work very hard to argue that they're chayavos. So this proves the point that the Magen Avraham is arguing, which is that women are pturos from mitzvahs asheh zman grama that are mitzvahs derabanan, and memela I know that they are pturos from Birkas Kriyas Shema.
There is a question. We say that Amitasik ba mitzvah patur mi mitzvah. The woman is obligated to her husband and her family. So by consequences.
Okay, we're gonna get back to that question a little bit later. Today, Bezrat Hashem, when we talk about tefillah, that question. But it's an important question to ask. But the Magen Avraham is saying something, we'll say to your thing, even if she's not married, so she's not Osek, so still she doesn't have to say Birkot Kriyat Shema. Yeah.
According to this Pshashin here, just quoting Tosos?
It's a great question. So why doesn't he just quote Tosos? And I don't know the answer. That's the Prima Gadim's question as well. And I'll say better. Okay, you want to quote Tosos, quote Rabbeinu Yonah, fine, either way is good. But Tosos quotes a raya from a Gemara, so from Halal, right? Tosos thinks he could prove this point, so why do you quote the Gemara? It's a good question. I'm sorry?
Is the Pashas that Rabbeinu Yonah had a different Gerson Gemara that took the first answer?
It may be. Riff certainly seems to have had a different Gerson and Gemara. And we know many Rishonim had a different Gerson, if you look, for example, at the Ritva and the like. But the Bach had Rachme in the Gemara. Right. In other words, what he's pointing out is whether you have our gears of the Gemara or the Bach's gears of the Gemara or Tosis's gears of the Gemara, which are three different gearsos, but they all have Rachme in the Gemara. And the Gemara is using the principle of Rachme seemingly to explain why Nashim are Chayavos and Tefillah. So what he's suggesting is, well, that if that's Rabbeinu Yonah had that in his girsis, he doesn't have to be mechadish that on his own. So maybe at a different girsah, but again, that wouldn't be surprising because we know there are many girsahs here. Now, yeah.
Could it just be that even within Rabbeinu, I guess he doesn't have a girsah, but even if you had...
Well, that's why, that's the next line of Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham then says, l'cheinu b'gemara. In other words, that idea of Rachme is in our Gemara. So we can't actually prove it from our Gemara, right? Because our Gemara says Rachme. Now, it may very well be that that's not a Pashat Raya, because Rashi also had Rachme, and Rashi seems to have disagreed with this point, at least the way Tosos learns Rashi. The way Tosos, Rashi's not explicit, but the way Tosos understood Rashi, Rashi was arguing that when it comes to mitzvos asei de rabbanan shezman grama, nashim ar chayavos. That's why he didn't like the girsa pshita, and Tosfos disagrees. But this point, like you're saying, might be the debate between Rashi and Tosos. Fine. Continuing in the Magen Avraham. And maybe we'll get back to this point as well, but let's just finish the Magen Avraham. Mashma de pturin mi brachos elu gamen birkas halavana hem pturin. So now that once I've proven that nashim are pturos from mitzvahs to say the rabban shes man grama, here's the nafkamina birkas halavana. That's another time that they're pturos. Kemosh kasas im tach chavav ach nira lidim in kalmakom mechuyavos lomar emes yatsev tischiras yitzis mitzrayim hu deo raisa. Nevertheless, says the Magen Avraham, women do have to say emes yatsev because tischiras yitzis mitzrayim is deo raisa. Kemosh kasas im tach chavav. So that's a very interesting idea. First of all, the idea that emes v'yatziv could be said on your own is interesting. Emes v'yatziv is a bracha smuchel chaverta. It sounds like these women are just saying emes v'yatziv, or maybe they said the first pasuk of Shema, like the Rama recommends. They say Shema, maybe they say Baruch Shem, maybe they even say the whole parsha, and then they go straight to emes v'yatziv and Shmona Esrei. So if you're going to do this, this is actually a debate in the Rishonim, whether a bracha that is a bracha ruka that's not posech bebarach because it is smuch l'chaverta could be said on its own. And some Rishonim say this explicitly. They say that if the normal way this bracha is said is smuch l'chaverta, then you could say it even ain't a smuch l'chaverta. That's from the Yonah's theory. Not Rabbi Yonah's theory. That's the Ravid's theory, I think, as to why Tfil Sadarach is not start with a Baruch, because the standard way of saying it is in Shmon Esrei, which is Mukhal Chaverta. So that might be what the Magen Avraham is assuming over here, which is why he's okay with their saying Emes v'yatziv on its own, but that itself is not at all pashut. Other Rishonim disagree.
Even according to the Ravid, 50% of the population is considered non-standard.
Yeah. In other words, this bracha was niskan as a smucha l'chaverta. And Magen Avraham presumably says she's welcome to say it as a smucha l'chaverta, but we can't obligate her to say it as smucha l'chaverta because she's not obligated in Birkas Kriyashma. So she could do it this way. Now, she could also do it by saying the third parsha of Krishma, which is sort of interesting why the Magen Avraham would have her say it as Emes V'yatziv. It might be because the Chachamim were misakin to say it in a bracha. So if she's mechuyaves in the mitzvah, then the best way at least to say it is this way as part of a bracha. And then you have that interesting point, which we'll get back to in a moment, which is, Pashas Asas L'Hachi, then Srichos L'smochula L'sfila, which we'll get back to in a moment. But let's there's a lot of things we have to unplug here. So first of all, according to Magen Avraham, is she chayeves to, what would be if she said the third parsha of Shema? In other words, let's say, even though the Shulchan Aruch only says you have to say the beginning of Shema if you're a woman, but she said all three parshios. Would he say you have to say Emes V'yatziv? Could be that they were, she's b'chayavis, because they were misakin, that's a derech l'kayim mitzvah schiyas yitzias mitzrayim, or could be that she's ptura. She's only chayavis because of the mitzvah schiyas yitzias mitzrayim. Even though anashim are chayav to say Emes V'yatziv, even if they said the third parsha Shema, that's because they're chayav in Birkas Kriyas Shema. It's sort of interesting from the fact that he added smichas gula tefila, but he says it in the following way. It sounds like the first side. In other words, if she only has to say it because she hasn't yet said Shema,
she's not saying that the notion of
smichus gula
tefila doesn't make sense.
If
she's not chayav,
if she's chayav in emes v'yatziv and she's chayav in shmona esrei, then she should be somech gula tefila. I don't know. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Now, the big kasha on this is why is he assuming that zechias yetzias mitzrayim is not zman grama? After all, she's chayavis b'yom and she's chayavis b'layla. there's a mitzvah to say b'yom. This is, that sounds like zman grama. If you can't do the mitzvah b'yom b'layla, you can't do the mitzvah b'layla b'yom. The mitzvah b'yom starts at the beginning of the day, it ends at the end of the day. The mitzvah b'layla ends. That's true. It's one mitzvah b'yom b'layla, but why isn't that considered zman grama? That's the first question. The other question you have to ask in Menachem Avraham, and this is maybe a bigger question, is if it were true that women are chayavos in saying emes v'yatziv, or at least being zochi yetzias Mitzrayim, you'd think the Gemara should say that, or Rishon should say it. It's sort of interesting that they're pturos from zechias yetzias Birkas Kriya Shema. They're pturos from Shema. And they're chayavos in zechias yetzias Mitzrayim, and nobody before the Magen Avraham said that? Again, there's always a question how much you can prove from the fact that something isn't said, but it's certainly a little bit surprising. And again, I don't know if there's any record, but the Magen Avraham didn't bring a raya from Shas or Rishonim that this is true. So certainly not everybody agrees to it. The Shagas Aryeh, as you guys saw, in Siman Yud Beis, says that, first of all, he notes that women don't do this. In other words, Magen Avraham is going against the Minhag HaOlam. And he in fact says that they're B'nai Nevi'im Hain, or maybe B'nos Nevi'im Hain, that what they're doing is correct. And the Magen Avraham, the Shagas Aryeh, brings this up in the context of another disagreement he has with the Magen Avraham. So we have to now sort of complicate things by bringing in that other disagreement. And that's a disagreement about the nature of mitzvahs Kriya Shema. So there's a very fascinating position of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah has the following shaila. He says that, Parshas HaShavua, says that there's a very strange discrepancy in terms of the mitzvah, presumably the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. We learn out Kriya Shema b'yom v'alayla from b'shach b'chov kumecha. And b'shach b'cha is zman shchiva, which we say is the whole night midaraisa. Not just when you're going to sleep, but the whole night. Okay, maybe kadesh l'hatzel s'adam and aveira, you should make sure to say it by chatzos, but midaraisa is the whole night. That's zman shchiva. So if so, the parallel should be, v'kumecha should be zman kima. So that should be the whole day. But instead we say v'kumecha doesn't mean the time that you're awake, but the time when you wake up. And that's up to 3 hours. So why is it that it's only up to 3 hours? And for that matter, the Magen Avraham, the Kesef Mishnah also says, well, why 3 hours? You know, because Malachim get up. Why do we care about Malachim? You know, everybody else is up before dawn, or at least before the Nates. So that is his question. And he answers a very radical idea that the Zman Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan. It's an asmachta. Really, the Zman Kriya Shema is the whole day. The Rabbanan, they said three shows, and the Zman Kima is an asmachta. That's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. And the truth is that if you look at Lashon of the Rambam, it really sounds that way in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Kriya Shema, where he writes, he doesn't say b'sman that people get up, v'zeu baboker, or v'zeu ad gimel shos, or the like. He just says b'yom v'layla. So I think it reads very beautifully. But the Magen Avraham says it's impossible. How do I know it's impossible? Because if that were right, then it would no longer be the case that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah asei shazman grama. Gemara says it's a mitzvah asei shazman grama. It's not true. It's all day and all night. That's not zman grama. So now you could say about that, 1 second, sir, it's zman grama. Kriya Shema biyom is biyom, and you have only the whole day. And Kriya Shema Balayla is Balayla, and you have only the whole night. So the answer is that you see, with respect to the Magen Avraham's treatment of Kriya Shema, his rejection of the Kesef Mishnah, as well as what he says over here from Mitzvah Tzchias Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it's not Zman Grama, even though it's Biyom Uvalayla. That how does he understand Zman Grama? He understands Zman Grama in the following way. Zman Grama has to be that there's a time you're Chayev and a time you're Pater. But if the Chiyev is all day, and then the Chiyev once again sets in at night, and the Chiyev's all night, so there's no time where that is excluded, and therefore it's considered an Zman Grama. And that's why he thinks that Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is considered a mitzvah she'ein hazman grama. And he thinks that also that would be true if the Kesef Mishnah is right about Shema, which shows us that the Kesef Mishnah is wrong about Shema. So that's the approach of the Magen Avraham. And the Shargis Aryeh disagrees. Shargis Aryeh says, no, there's a mitzvah of Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and there's a mitzvah b'layla. So then it is Zman Grama. You can't do the Yom B'Layla of the Yom. It's true, it's the same mitzvah, but the fact that that you have to do it twice a day, that once B'Yom, once B'Layla, makes it Zman Grama, and same thing for Shema. In other words, Kesef Mishnah could be totally right about Shema. Now, if that's right, and we're going to actually go back to how he reads Magen Avraham in just a couple minutes, because that's going to be very important. But if that's right, you might add, well, I could show you that's wrong from the Rambam himself. Why? Because the Rambam says that on a deraisa level, tefillah is not a mitzvah sasesha zman grama. And how do I know that? And that's why nashim achayavos. How do I know that? Because the deraisa, the mitzvah is once a day. That's the mitzvah. As the Rambam writes in paragraph aleph of Hilchos tefillah, it's a mitzvah sasei l'spal b'chol yom. And therefore, he writes in Halacha Beis, Lefikach, since it has no Zman Kavua, Minina Tefillah is not Minat Torah, Mishnah Tefillah is not Minat Torah, Ve'ein Letefillah is Zman Kavua Minat Torah, Lefikach Nashim Ba'avadim Chayam Tefillah. She uses the same, Shalom Zman Grama. Now, the Rambam still says that it's a mitzvah b'chol yom, meaning to say that, yeah, it's once a day, is it? Machlokas Achronim, according to the Rambam, is the once a day start at night or start in the morning. But whatever it is, it starts and stops. Each day is a new, fresh mitzvah. So why, maybe, according to Shagas Aryeh, it should be considered Zman Grama? If a new one every day and night is Zman Grama, then a new one every day should also be Zman Grama. So the Shagas Aryeh says, no, I don't think that's true. In other words, the Shagas Aryeh agrees that that's going to be considered Ein Zman Grama. So why is Yetzias Mitzrayim different? So he has some backup arguments anyway, like maybe we paskin that it's only the Rabbanan at night, but he doesn't think you need to come on to that. Really, he thinks that the answer is that there's a difference between a mitzvah that's b'yom uva'layla, where we say the mitzvah b'yom is only during the day and not at night, and layla, as opposed to when a new day is mechayev it. And when it's a new day that's mechayev it, how do we look at it? It's just a shear. The shear is you have to daven. How much? Once per day. But when it comes to, let's say, Zman, Mrs. Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, it wouldn't make sense to say, what's a shear? Once by day, once by night. No. Once I introduce this concept of day and night, then it's no longer considered one mitzvah with a shear, but rather mitzvah b'yom or mitzvah b'layla.
How do you extend the Mishnah that it says,
that's a Kesef Mishnah?
Right. So
that's all the Rabbanan. Well, no. The beginning of it, the beginning of it, that might be discussing when the Zman of night begins. But the Sof Zman is just about that. We're talking about the Sof Zman. Yeah, you're going to ask a question.
I guess I'm I mean, in terms of what when you say that this is serious, serious crime, is that this charge I assume say it's two separate mitzvahs, one year and
well, it's so one.
Then it's one mitzvah. So
no, it's certainly one mitzvah. Now, there's, you know, if you're counting mitzvahs, but the mitzvah is Lizkor B'Yom, the Lizkor B'Layla. So that already makes its man Rama.
Didn't say mitzvah first, didn't you?
Yeah, but it is a new mitzvah. Doesn't mean it's like there are two mitzvahs. If you're, you know, if the Shagazar was writing a Sefer Mitzvahs, I don't think he would be Mona, B'Yom, and Malayla as two separate mitzvahs. But anytime you have that, and just to sort of add one point to the Shagazar, which is you see that the Zman. How did the Rambam know? We'll take it like this. Zechir Tzitzis Mayim being B'Yom HaLayla. How do I know that? I have a drasha, right? Good. So that's how I know it's once by day, once by night. And certainly for Shema, how do I know it's once by day, once by night? Pshach b'chov k'mecha. Fabulous. But what about Tefillah? Does it say anywhere that it's every day? The Rambam says it's every day. Does it say it anywhere? It doesn't say it anywhere. So you know. The answer is that, well, what's the other option? Once a month, once a week, once a year, once a lifetime? Nothing else makes sense. So mistama, it's once a day. So that, if we're figuring it out that way, then it doesn't make sense that that's together as man. The truth is, and maybe even to add to that point, you know, it's if you do it once a day or yotze, but you can do it 10 times a day. Each one is a full, further fulfillment. If you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim 10 times in a day, you didn't do 10 mitzvahs. And if you remember, if you said Shema 10 times in a day, you didn't do 10 mitzvahs. Now, that's part of Halavai Shisbal Kol Yom Kulo, but that's a reflection of something else, which is it's a reflection of the fact that this is not a timed mitzvah. Really, we just pick day because that's the most natural shear in the absence of any other shear. As opposed to when it comes to, let's say, Yetzias Mitzrayim or even Kriya Shema. Yes?
I don't know, is he saying like any mitzvah default is once a day, or is he saying mitzvot shel ahava? This category makes sense.
Again, I don't understand the question.
I'm just saying, I'm not sure if I'm saying like a super polyistic thing about.
Or maybe Dafka Tefillah because it's a mitzvah shalva. That's how I know it's once a day. Okay, that's fine. Also, that's not a slightly different part, but still, it would come to the same conclusion. Good. Now, now then there's another machlokas. Which we're going to have to get back to in the Magen Avraham, and maybe we'll get back to it in a couple of minutes, but just to note it over here, which is between the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh about tefillah. Now, this isn't explicit in the Magen Avraham, but at least this is the way the Shagas Aryeh reads the Magen Avraham. We know that tefillah is Eina Zman Grama. So why isn't it Zman Grama? We already saw that the Magen Avraham over here in the Memches in Ayin quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. But the way, and we're gonna read the Magen Avraham in the Memches carefully in a couple of minutes, because it's going to be very important. But the way the Shagas Aryeh understands the Magen Avraham in the Memches is that tefillah, even the Rabbanan tefillah is in as man grama, because you're always chayiv. Why? Because you go from Shachris to Mincha to Ma'ariv. And the Shagas Aryeh disagrees with that. He says, what are you talking about? Shachris ends in Arba Shaos. And don't bring the Ma'ariv is Rishus. So it's not true. So there's another interesting machlokas here. If this is the correct understanding of the Magen Avraham, which is not clear, and again, we'll get back to that Magen Avraham in a moment to talk about it, but at least another very interesting machlokas is that the way the Shaksari understood the Magen Avraham, we'll take it for granted for now, is that tefillah on a derabbanan, on a deraisa level, tefillah is not zman grama like we explained. And why is tefillah lav zman grama on a derabbanan level? The Magen Avraham is part of his theory that anytime you're always chayev, then it's lav zman grama. And you're always chayev in tefillah because shachris takes you to mincha, mincha takes you to marv, marv takes you to shachris. The Magen Avraham says, what are you talking about? You have gaps. And it's an interesting question. What would the Magen Avraham respond? Would he say, no, I you're right. On some level, there are gaps, but on some level, there aren't gaps. Theoretically, you could still daven shachris until chatzos. Theoretically, you might be able to daven from chatzos. Marv, even though it's rishus, it's still not rishus gamor. And that's his answer. So you really have it all day long. Or maybe the Magen Avraham is saying something else. Yeah, we'll get back to that in a moment. But once we're on the topic of talking about Nashim, and so we talked about Shema, talked about Birkas Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, once we're talking about Birkas Kriya Shema, let's talk about everything else. So let's talk about everything else, at least quickly. So the next thing the Mishnah Berurah discusses is Pesukei de Zimra, going backwards. Pesukei de Zimra, so the Mishnah Berurah says Rabbi Kiva Eger learns that since they're chayavos in tefillah, talk about that later also. Well, what's the point of Pesukei de Zimra? It's hachana for tefillah. So midrabanan, but it's still hachana for tefillah, and therefore they are chayavos. Now, parenthetically, points to an interesting thing. You know, a lot of times women might have a very limited time to daven because they're very busy with other things, taking care of the children or things like that. So they have, they say, I don't know, I have 10 minutes to daven. What should I daven? So I think sometimes you think, Pesukei de Zimra, you know, skip that. Say, Birkas Kriya Shema, Shema, and Shmona Esrei. So that's really off, right? Birkas Kriya Shema, they're for sure pturos. The Chayavos and Pesukei de Zimra. Shema, you know, maybe the first Pasuk, maybe the whole first Parsha, Emes V'Yatzev. But so I think what is maybe now, why do people, you know, maybe assume that? They say, well, look, you know, we know sometimes even men, we could say skip Pesukei de Zimra, you're late for Shul, for Shul Tzibor. So, but that's wrong. In other words, Mishnah Berurah thinks they could say Birkas Kriya Shema if they want to, but that's totally optional. We'll call a deus. Whereas Pesukei de Zimra is fundamentally mandatory. Okay, so if they only have 10 minutes, they should say Baruch Shem or Ashrei Nishtambach. That's the minimal Pesukei de Zimra. But they should at least say that. Ashkenazi women. So correct. Now the Shah Tzion points out that the Graz disagrees. He doesn't know why. I don't know if this relates to the Graz's sheet about how, like in the Sephardi Sederma, it talks about how you're going to different olamos. You can't jump around olamos. Anyway, but as Adam pointed out, Rav Avadia says that women should not say Pesukei de Zimra, at least say the brachos of Baruch Shem Yishtabach, because they're not chayavos. And that, by the way, is another very important point, which we'll briefly refer to, though we don't have time to elaborate upon. And that is, we all know that the Rambam writes that women may not make Birkos HaMitzvah, even though if they wish to perform a Birkos Mitzvah, a mitzvah that they're not chayavos to perform, even though there are a lot of performances that they're not chayavos and they get schar for doing so, but they don't make a bracha. That's Shitas HaRambam, which Mechaber Paskins like. And the question is, why not? So if you look at the Rush and the Beis Yosef, at least in one place, it sounds like the reason is that the objection is that they can't say Bitzivana. In other words, the nusach of the bracha is what's problematic. It's not honest. It's not true Bitzivana. I'm not obligated. That's why I can't say a bracha samitzvah. And if that's the reason, so a number of poskim, Ashkenazi and Sephardi, not Rav Avadia, argue that when you don't, when you're talking about an optional bracha that does not have the word Bitzivanu, like Birkas Kriya Shema, or Tefillas Musaf on Shabbos, let's say, or Pesukei de Zimra, she may make the bracha. Why? Because you don't say Vitzivanu, so what's wrong with it? Everything she's saying is 100% true. However, Rav Avia thinks that is not the main objection. That if that were the objection, the answer that the Ashkenazim give is a good answer, because Kidshanu b'mitzvosanu, it's said in plural, it's referred to everybody, and therefore, that's not really the objection. The real objection is there's no, if you're not chayv say bracha, you may not say bracha. Brachas are not, never optional. And if that's true, so then they may not say Birkas Krishma since they're pturos. And even though perhaps Rabbi Akiva Eger thinks that they're chayavos and sukkah dezimra, that's not so pashut. And therefore, Sephardi women, according to Rav Avadia, should not say Ambar Sha'amar and Ishtabach. As I mentioned, other poskim, Ashkenazim and Sephardim disagree with this. And they say that, like the Kaf HaChaim, for example, says that women may say brachos that don't have, Sephardi women may say brachos that don't have the Tzivanu.
But they can make it short way.
Well, yeah, but that's not a bracha. In other words, it's something that we say perhaps if we can't say a bracha, but it's not a bracha. If you have to make a bracha, that's not a bracha. Okay. So once we're going backwards from Sukkah to Zimra, what's before then? Karbanos. The women have to say karbanos. The men have to say karbanos. So the Bir Halacha says, of course women have to say karbanos. Why not? This is Bir Halacha. Simon Mem Zayin and Sif Dalit, because they're Chayavos and Tefillah is connected Karbanos. You know, the Gra doesn't say they're Chayav in Karbanos. We should point out that, and this relates to a question that we'll talk about in a couple minutes when we get to Musaf. On the one hand, women don't give the Machlis HaShekel. Is that enough to pater them? And if it is, you know, maybe do teenagers have to say Musaf? So we'll get back to Musaf a little bit later. That's one side to potter them. The truth is, though, if you look at the Beis Yosef and Simon Mem Zayin, Beis Yosef takes for granted that, of course, they're going to have to say Karbanos. Not only that, but the Beis Yosef says that the reason why they have to say Birkas HaTorah is because they have to say Karbanos, meaning to say the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that even though women don't say Birkos HaMitzvah on brachos that they're not obligated on, in which case one would think that women shouldn't say Birkos HaTorah because they're pturos from Talmud Torah, but they do. And now the question is why. So the Beis Yosef has a couple of theories. One theory is because their chayavos to learn the halachos that are relevant to them. But the Beis Yosef says, even if you don't hold that, the Beis Yosef notes that this is a machlokas rishonim, but, and that machlokas rishonim is also a very interesting question. I guess we don't have time for that today. But he says, anyway, you don't need to come on to that. Kihain mevarchos al kriyas hakarbanos. The tefillah keneged karbanos tiknum. Vein chayavos betfila. Vim kain. Chayavos gam kain kriyas Ha'ola v'ha'karbanos. So it seems like that women do have to say karbanos. Okay, maybe the woman doesn't have a lot of time to know, so you only say Parshas HaTamid. So again, I would say Parshas HaTamid comes before Birkas Kriyas Shema, and according to Beis Yosef, before Kriyas Shema, Adin Shema. You know, I think if you told some women that just say Shema, not Birkas Kriyas Shema, but say karbanos, you might think you're a little weird. But that l'chora makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you don't need it. Go, hey, you want to say carbon parsketoris also, you can throw that in. But I think, at the very least, they should say parsha satam. Okay. Birkas HaShachar, what about over there? So the bir halacha, the Mishnah Berurah back over here, Siman Ayin, says, well, this is going to depend on a machlokas whether or not there's a zman for Birkas HaShachar, right? What do you do if you wake up really late? Or for some reason you forgot to say Birkas HaShachar in the morning. You know, you got to shul late, so you decided you're going to skip Birkas HaShachar and say it afterwards, and then you forgot to say it afterwards, and now it's 2 in the afternoon, Oy vey, what do I do? Or 10 at night. Do you say, can you say Birkas HaShachar? This is valid. And for an oning, that's what Magen Avraham talks about it. The Kfur is at 3 in the afternoon. He didn't say Birkas HaShachar. Could he say it in the afternoon? So there's big machlokas we've shown him. And some Rishonim say, big machlokas achronim, I should say. There's some riots from Rishonim. Some achronim say there's a zman, and if there's a zman, not clear when the zman is the zman in the fourth hour, is the zman chatzos? The Magen Avraham thinks that you could say it, that really this is the chiyav is when b'shas maisa, like when you're putting on your shoes. But you could say b'tars tashlumin until the fourth hour. There's a lot of tayyarenness, we don't have time. But the Mishmur thinks maybe it should be totally in that question. Then he notes, though, maybe we have a raya from Simon Memvav, Sif Dalet, that they're mevarchos. How do I know that? Why is that a raya? The raya is, because it says over there, that women say shashani kirtono. Obviously, they're saying birkas hashachar, they're saying shashani kirtono. Now, you could say that's optional. The Mishnah Berurah's question really is, are they chayavos, not if they're able to. There's another reason why you could be docha that raya, which is that it could be that it's only the other brachos that are tlios bizman that you have to say in the morning. In other words, there's two makoros. We don't have time to really go into this now. Two sources for birkas hashachar. One is Gemara Menachos, one is Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos is the source for most of Birkas HaShachar. And the Gemara talks about how as you wake up and go through the morning rituals, as each one comes along, then you make the Brach on that. And for some reason, we do it at Shul altogether, which is not our topic. But that's one Parsha. And those are the ones, possibly, that have Zman. Then there's the ones from Menachos. Shaloh Asan Yigash, Shaloh Asan Isha, Shaloh Asan Yaved. Those ones, you could argue, even if the other ones relate to the Zman, those ones have nothing to do with Zman. Because when do you say them? It's not pshat that, you know, you say them when you turn into Yisrael. It's a Berachas HaShavah for being Jewish. So therefore, it's not so pasha to bring right from there. How do we pass on the Shaila? Push comes to shove, I think we paskin like the Gra that you could say Birkas HaShachar all day and even into the night. We're not so excited. We would try to avoid that situation. Mishnah Berurah says Yesh only lesmoch, but I think that's the minag. That's the way we paskin. In which case, then you would say that Nashim should be chayavos in Birkas HaShachar. Now, just to say, there's another reason why you could argue that women are chayavos, even if they're regardless. Which is that it's not the Zman that's going. What's the going? The thing. The hearing the rooster, putting on the shoes, putting on your belt, right? Stepping on the floor. And that's not Zman. So even if there's a time associated with it, the Pashup shot is that when the Goreim isn't the Zman, the Goreim is something that has nothing to do with time. Even if there are time limitations, that's not considered Zman Grama. Now, is that true? So this is three deos basically in Rishonim about that with respect to Zman, Birkas HaShachar. The Rambam thinks that with respect to all brachos HaShachar, you only make the bracha if you have that particular hana. In other words, it's the hana that's machai the bracha. The Torah thinks it depends if it's when some brachos are Seder HaOlam and some brachos are on your hana. Like, for example, the brachos, like the Torah says, if you're shochav al mitaso, ve'eno lo lovesh v'lo ozer v'lo otef, you want to make those brachos. Whereas brachos that are al seder ha'olam hanagaso, like elokai neshama, nosim asech v'ivina, and rokarat alamayim, then they're minag ha'olam. And the third view is the kolbo. And he says that you could say all the brachos, even though be'etzim not neschayiv lahem. So probably we paskin like the kolbo, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah over here assumes that the question of Birkas HaShachar is going to be totally on whether or not you think there's a zman. Because if you hold like all the other Rishonim, then they wouldn't be zman grama for a different reason. Yes?
According to those Rishonim, we only have time for Shabbat.
Oh, so that's Stamazay, a very interesting to Shaila, which I don't want to get into so much, which is, even if you hold like anybody, it's fair that Kiddush Levana should be considered Zman Grama, though the Magen Avraham said it, because Why do you have to stop saying Levana? Stop saying Birkas HaLevana in the middle of the month. It's because you make the bracha on the Levana Bechidusha. So when it's Mismai Vaholech, it's not Bechidusha anymore. That has nothing to do with Zman. It happens to be that you can formulate it with respect to time, but that's not the reason. So that's a very good question that that the Achronim ask and struggle to answer, but it's a good point.
But there's conceptual. Is there a cloak between the case of the chicken crowing and the Hazashachar and the Shalvana, or do you think fundamental is the same?
If you would have asked me, I would have said that Kiddush Levana for sure is in Zman Grama, and you could clear about Birkas HaShachar. But ironically, the opposite is true. What?
Why is there a difference?
Because the by Birkas HaShachar, there's a tzad to say, like you say, have to be shown him, and the way we paskin is that we say all the brachos no matter what. Okay, you know, in Shavuos we try to get someone to say Elokai Neshama for you. And also Amavir Shena. But really, push comes to shove. Nikra, then we really think that they are, the Mechayev is Zman. And therefore, it's much easier to say what the Mishnah Berurah says, which is that if you think that there's an end time, then it's going to be Zman Grama. But
is there a da'ah that we go, means when each person is different? Some people work in the night, they wake up late.
That's an interesting question. It's like sort of discussed in the Gemara, but really no. Okay. So, what about Birkas HaTorah for Nashim? So again, we discussed it. So we don't really have time to discuss it. There are chayavos. There's a number of reasons why. And it's not so clear with a lot of nafkamina. Some of them are maybe very fundamental. They point to the connection of Nashim to Talmud Torah, despite the fact that they're Peturos, it's very different than a relationship between Nashim and Mitzvos Asei Shazman Grama, which is they're fundamentally Peturos. There are other more technical reasons. I'll just mention a cute Ha'ara from the Tzlach. I won't tell you the answers. There are, I think, four different answers, but I'll just mention a question. This is like this. Why is it that we didn't make a Birkas HaTorah after lunch? Okay, you say we're talking entire the whole lunch. But let's say person Taka goes on a break, right? They learn a little bit in the morning, they go to work, they're involved in a million other things, and they come back and they learn night saber. They don't make another new Birkas HaTorah. Why? Because they're chayav to learn the whole day long. Oh. So that's at least the way some Rishonim formulate it, like the Ri. She says, so women, if they do the same thing, they should have to make a survey from the women. Because if they're mafsa, just like any other mitzvah. In other words, to put it this way, according to some Rishonim, what makes Talmud Torah different than other mitzvahs? Like the rush over there is comparing sukkah to Talmud Torah. And the answer is that the obligation for, according to the Ri, of Torah is all-encompassing at every moment. Oh, that's not true. Anyway, interesting question, but not for now. Okay, so that would be a very interesting answer. You should know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe asks the question and gives that answer. Says he's a very interesting theory about this, but he thinks that the gather of Nashim to learn their halachos don't say that it's just a practical thing, that they have to know what to do. That even the opinion that says they don't have to learn the halachos agrees to that, because you have to know what to do, right? What are you going to do? You're going to make a mistake. The opinion that says they have to learn a practical halachos thinks that is begeder Talmud Torah, and that's why it's mechayev Birkas HaTorah, and that's why the Tzlach is wrong. So that's the mechayev to the Lubav Shabbat. Anyway, what are we going to talk about? We've done so little. So we have to, at the very least, we're very mekatzer. So are Nashim chayavos and tefillah? That's the main topic we need to talk about. Are Nashim chayavos and tefillah? So the Mishnah says they are. What's to talk about? Oh. So the Magen Avraham also, in a couple of places, seems to assume that they are. Why? As we already mentioned, Magen Avraham in Nun Ches, assumes when he's slugging up the Kesef Mishnah, assumes that the Chayav goes the whole day. And also the Magen Avraham over here in Siman Ayin assumes that. Why? He just Mesiach Lefitumo. He says, oh, once they have to say Emes V'yatzev and Esri Shmon Esri, so they have to be Selach Kul Tefillah. Obviously, he thinks they're Chayav to say Tefillah. However, the Magen Avraham in Siman Kovav notes that it is a common practice among Halaga women not to daven Shmona Esrei Shachos Mincha Mitzmidius. And the question is, how could they say this? Isn't it against Mishnah? Says Magen Avraham, I'll tell you what they hold of. They hold of the Rambam. There is a very important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether mitzvah tefillah is de'oraisa or de'rabbanan. The Rambam holds it is de'oraisa. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that some other time, I guess. And the Ramban holds it's de'rabbanan. So if you hold that it's derabanan, so then obviously when our Mishnah says nashim chayavos, it means chayavos midrabanan, and they have to be chayavos, either because it's inasman grama or because it's rachme and they're nevertheless chayavos. However, if you learn like the Rambam, then maybe our Mishnah is telling me the chayav deraisa, nashim chayavos midraisin tefillah. Why? As we already mentioned, that tefillah midraisa is lasman grama, in which case, maybe they're not chayavos midrabanan. Why? Because drabanan, it is mangrama. I'll tell me, isn't it strange that our Mishnah would be telling me a din deraisa and not a din derabanan? Is that, you know, isn't that a little interesting? So we'll actually see. We won't get into this now, but we have a similar conversation with respect to Birkas Hamazon. So that's a little different. Because there, either way, the Mishnah is telling you what to do, but at least it's a tzad in the Gemara that the Mishnah is talking about the deraisa chiyuv. So maybe also for kriyashma, for tefillah. That's the sheet of the Rambam. And the Chachamim did not expand their mitzvah. And that must be what women are doing. The Ramban notes, that Rov Poskim, I don't know how he knows this, the Rov Poskim hold like the Ramban, according to the Ramban, they certainly have those, but the Minhag of Nashim is based off of Shita Saramba. Now, that's a great shot, except the problem is, how do you read our Gemara? Right? Our Gemara, I have a way to read the Mishnah, but how do you read the Gemara? So, probably the answer is, if you look at the Girsa of the Rif, it's not a Kash at all. Why? Take a look at the Rif. The Rif simply says that Nashim are Chaya, it's not clear if this is his Girsa in the Gemara, he's paraphrasing the Gemara. But the way the Rif presents the Gemara is simply that Nashim are Chayavos in Tefillah because it's Lav Zman Grama, like the Rambam says. And therefore, that may very well be the way the Rambam read our Mishnah, and that is why they are Chayavos. He didn't need to say that they're Turos from the Tefillah de Rabbanan, because the Rambam holds like the Magen Avraham and Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos, then Nashim are Peturos from Zman Grama, that are de Rabbanan. So that's the regular rule. It goes without saying. Now, I noticed, I mentioned before that there's like a stira in the Magen Avraham, which the Shar Tzion sort of alludes to, because in Nunches and Ayin, he's so saying that they're Chayavos, and over here in Kovav, he says they're Peturos. But that might not be Akasha, because in Kovav, he's not really coming Mas the Makoros. He's coming to be Miyashe, the Minhag. And that's the Minhag. And we could justify the Minhag. We could defend the Minhag very beautifully based off of the Rambam. Now, interesting question. He says, okay, it's fine. So they're not Chayavos in Tefillah de Rabbanan, but where do they fulfill the mitzvah Tefillah de Raisa? So he says, I'll tell you where they do it, because when they wake up, and they wash their hands, they say a bakasha. What bakasha? I don't know, but they say some bakasha. So here's an interesting question that the Pima Gadim asks. Pima Gadim says, well, what about Shavach and Hodah? If you look at the Rambam, when he describes the mitzvah d'oraisa in Halacha Beis, he talks about not just once a day, but he says, Elchi of mitzvah zu, kach, so you see that it has all three components. And how is the Magen Avraham satisfied with simply a bakasha? That's what the Prima Gadim asks. So Shlomo Zalman Arvach said, yeah, it's true, but well, they also say Modani, come on. Modani is Shavach Vauda. So what you see from there is that he thinks that you don't need the Seder Hadvar, because even though the Rambam says the Charkach, if you think that you have Modani, so you have Shavach and Odan Modani, and then she has this Bakasha, so it's kind of out of order. So Shlomo Zalman Arvach must have thought that even though the Rambam says Charkach, it means you have to have these three things. Could be that the Magen Avraham holds that the Rambam over here isn't saying that you need these things on a d'oraisa level, such that if you're not, if you lack them, you're not yotzei mid'oraisa. Because if that's true, the Rambam doesn't read very smoothly. Elachiyuv mitzvah zu kachu sheyada mischane mispalal umischanim b'chol yom umagid shvacho shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach shoel. So why does he first say mischanein, mispalal mischanein, and then umag? It should be colon, right? Sheadam mispalal b'chol yom ratzalomar, or something like that. I mean, Ram doesn't use ratzalomars, but he should have written in such a way that this is the gadir of the tefillah, which it doesn't sound like he's saying. The Rambam might simply be saying this is the proper surah of tefillah. And that surah, this basic surah tefillah, is not something that Anshim Nesek Gdola made up. That was always the proper surah of tefillah. But it's conceivable that if you only do the basic, which the Rambam describes the basic as Nispal Nischanin B'chol Yom, then that is also a fulfillment. And that's a bakasha at the very least. And yeah. Now, Lamashal. So I saw an interesting thing that once we're on that with Shlomo Zalman, he said, but he used to go ahead, or sorry, this is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, quoted in the Dershu. Yaakov Kamenetsky used to guide his the women and his family in the case where they were too busy to properly daven Shmona Esrei. So they should say the Birkas HaShachar with the Yehi Ratzon at the end. Why the Yehi Ratzon at the end? To get a bakasha. And again, like with Shlomo Zalman, that the Seder isn't not. He held like the Prima Gadim, we need a bakasha, and he said, say the Yiratzon. We don't have this mysterious bakasha, the Magen Avraham, so say the Yiratzon, that's a bakasha. So that's sort of interesting, because in Birkas HaShachar, you have bakashas, right? In Shetar Gileinu Yom L'chol Yom, you have bakashas. She's also saying Birkas HaTorah, there's bakashas, the Harav. Why do you need that? So it could be that he was saying something very interesting, which is a bakasha that's just Agav HaShvach wouldn't be a fulfillment of this bakasha requirement. And after all, that's what it is. The tefillah is that you're the chiyuv, the Rambam defines the chiyuv of tefillah is you have to be meschanim b'chol yom. Could be that if you say all of shachris, but you just like read the words, not yotzei tefillah, min haTorah. You're not meschanim. You need a plead. And also when the Rambam is defining what is the gather of bakasha, right? He says, if it's without tchina, that's not the mitzvah. So a bakasha that sort of derech agav, like we have all over the place, isn't a bakasha that would require and fulfill this requirement. You need a bakasha to tchina. That's why we refer to the last three brachos Shmoneh Esrei as Birkas HaShavach, even though they have bakashas in them, but they're agav, the hodah. So that's not a bakasha. So that's why Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, it's not enough with just tefillas, Birkas HaShachar, and Birkas HaTorah. The fact that they have bakashas mixed in, you need a tchina. So yiratzon, that's a tchina. Yiratzon mufanacha, you're starting off, please Hashem, make everybody love me. So that's what it says. How do we pass in the Maisanis? Again, there's so much more to talk about. Mishabura says, really, 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 you should try to follow the, you should not rely on what the Magen Avraham says. First of all, the Magen Avraham himself acknowledges Rav Hashem going home like that. And the Shach's Aryeh has a lot of kashas among the Rambam, which we don't have time to get into. And so women should try very hard to daven at least Shmona Esrei, Shachris, and Mincha. We talked about all the other things mixed in over there. Rabbi Willig, I believe, thinks, no, we pass like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that's the Minug. It was the Minug. It's still the Minug. We pass him like the Rambam. And that's the way we pass him. Even if you hold like the Mishnah Brura that she should daven Shemon Esrei Shacharis and Mincha, you still could have situations where she could not daven. Like, she's so busy taking care of the children. She can't like stop for 10 minutes or even 5 minutes. What are you going to do? You're like, put down all the kids and like they're going to scream and cry for 5 minutes while you daven? If you want to be more technical, we'll say it's like cholom l'shem she'em. You're also doing mitzvah, you're part of a mitzvah. Obviously, if that's the tour, then it's much more limited. Like, okay, but, you know, maybe you get up 10 minutes earlier in the summer, you know, you can start davening at 5 o'clock or so. So that's, if that's going to be the kula, there might be times in a woman's life where that is the case. And therefore, even if you hold that the halacha is like the Mishnah Berurah, she'll be ptura from tefillah, but obviously that is going to be much more narrow in scope than if you hold like the Magen Avram. Rav Avadia is a very interesting idea that we saw quoted, not inside, the idea, the possibility of tefillah once a day being chayev. That's a very big chiddush, because everybody else seems to say either the chiyuv d'rabbanan applies to women, or it doesn't, and they're with the din d'oraisa. To say they expanded it, but only partially, is very hard to understand. But as he said, I didn't look it up, so I don't know where he's coming from, and that's something to consider. Okay, I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about most of the topics today, and I guess tomorrow we'll figure out what we're supposed to do. And I'm sorry I finished late and kept you waiting. Okay.